Hey.
Hey.
How's it hanging?
I'm chilling.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And this is your favorite millennial podcast, or it will be so soon. Where we're embracing our lives in our 30s. I was in my late 20s when we started. So this sort of era of being in your late 20s, your 30s, and realizing that we're all just freeballing it.
We're just trying.
Yep. Everybody's just making this up. And we're making it up too, but we've decided to embrace all the chaos, embrace the good, embrace the bad, and have fun.
Embrace them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And part of what we do to embrace the good and to enjoy our lives now is we live in nostalgia. We're millennials. It's our whole fucking thing, I guess. And that's what we're going to do.
You can say
today.
It's cringe, whatevs.
Yeah, we like to pretend it's the 2000s again.
I wish. You know, 90s.
I think 90s. I think I'd like to start over in the 90s.
I would like to start in the 80s, honestly.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'd like to start in the 90s, but I like the episode we're doing today because this era of like the 2000s.
This is wild.
This is my sweet spot, though. Yeah. I was a teenager. I was living it up. I was like very into the pop culture.
Yeah.
Was a big part of my life.
Yes.
So I like this episode, and I like the year that we're doing, and it's going to be a good time. If you're a 93, 94, 95, 96 millennial, you're probably really going to enjoy this also, because this was High School Musical.
This was something.
This was our high school time, or close,
yeah.
And it was really something.
So, it was my high school time.
So that's what we're going to do today. We're gonna jump into the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do reliving episodes.
Yes.
A lot. And this is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
If you were with us last season, right? The spooky block that we did last season.
I think so.
When we talked about our favorite Halloween specials, we sort of relived them, but we went back and forth. We kind of opened it up a little more. We weren't just talking about one thing. We were talking about all of our favorites. We sort of embraced that same energy today because we could not pick just one.
Because there's so many.
Yeah. We're reliving our favorite VH1.
MTV.
I think they're all VH1.
I think they are all I mean, there were some MTV, right?
Not that I can remember. None of these.
Okay, so they're all VH1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our favorite, like, VH1 reality shows of the 2000s.
But specifically.
Yes.
The dating ones.
The dating ones, yes. Listen, this was peak television. I thoroughly believe this. This was the best.
Rewatching it last night, I'm like, I was a child.
Yeah.
Why was I watching this?
We would sit down and watch some of these, like, as a family.
Oh, see, not, no.
We did.
Grandma never watched that with me.
No, my mom did. My mom and dad, we would sit and watch. We watched so much VH1 together as a family. Like, these shows, the other VH1 shows, like Celebrity Fit Club and Celebrity, like, Real World, and, like, we watched, maybe that was MTV, but you get it. Like, we watched all this shit all the time, and I was a child, but fuck it. I had fun. But yeah, so this was a very specific time in our millennial timeline.
It was a time to be alive.
It was really something. And these shows were a dime a dozen. There were so many of them.
And for some reason, multiple seasons.
Yeah, they all, like, I guess they did not work. Blank of Love was the formula.
Yep.
And there were a lot of these shows. Mm-hmm. And we all, as a society, especially millennials, teenagers at the time, teens, early adulthood, we ate this shit up for some reason. And we decided we were gonna just relive the entire era and talk about our favorites. We both relived some specifically that we remembered watching, and we're both gonna just bring our memories to the table and hash it all out. And it's gonna be a blast.
Ashley Slasher over here.
Yep. The walls lose green slime. I feel the need, an impromptu need, to make a real quick disclaimer here. It was a different time. Like, it was a different time. And a lot of things happened on these shows. A lot of things were said. The vibes were different. The vibes were different.
Cancel culture didn't exist.
No. And frankly, okay, a lot of these shows were, like, they're extremely problematic, whatever. Yeah. And for the ones where women were the contestants, which was most of them, it's horrible, it's sexist, it's misogynistic, it's all these things. But we ate that shit up.
We ate it up.
And we're gonna probably have some opinions that make it seem like it's the 2000s again. And we're gonna be cool about it and nice, and I'm not trying to be a dick to anybody. I hope you made this money and you got, I hope you turned this around and made this a great thing. I'm talking about your appearances on the show. I don't know what you get it. If you were around for this,
you get it.
You get it. You get what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry, but also, you know, like, I don't know what to say here. It was different.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to navigate that with some nuance. So please just bear with us.
But first,
we're going to go back to one of the years that these were popping, 2009.
Back in time. All right.
Back in time. All right.
We picked this one. Obviously, I feel like this block of time was roughly like 2006-ish mm-hmm. to like 2010, 2011.
Yes.
This kind of the clump of when these were at their peak.
Yeah, because the original, like the OG ones happened earlier, but then some of the more popular contestants ended up having spinoffs in their own
shows. It became like, by the time 2009 comes around, I feel like it becomes its own animal.
Yes.
Like, the first season of Rock of Love, I want to say, was like 2006.
Uh-huh. I think it was closer to 2007.
Maybe. Okay, but after like two seasons, you've got Charm School. You've got spinoffs. You've got I Love Money. You've got all these things where these reality stars, which this was kind of a new thing to be reality stars, are just like running VH1.
Yeah.
Every show these people were on, and that sort of became its own like genre.
Genre.
2009-ish.
Yes.
Specifically, the specific reason, which we'll talk about when we get into the show, one of the spinoffs was Daisy of Love, and that was a Rock of Love spinoff, and that premiered in 2009. But I'm going to say plenty about that fucking later, so.
I'll let you. I'm more of the Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Gal. We'll talk about it. We'll get there. But, so 2009.
I have some facts.
Okay, hit me with some facts.
And then you can go with your stuff.
Yeah, we'll just, I'm going to try to relive some memories here. So you tell me some facts and we'll just see where it takes us.
The Great Recession ended, but now we're back.
Now we're back.
Obama became president. The first two cases of swine flu in the U.S.
I remember this being such a big deal. I want to recall being in, like, eighth grade, and they had us do all these... We had to go do tests at school for swine flu.
I don't remember doing tests for swine flu.
I think there was, like, a small pocket of, like... And they made us do a test at school for it.
Huh.
I was neg. I didn't have it. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Microsoft launched the search engine Bing... And Google released its Chrome OS.
Okay. Okay.
I use Chrome.
I think I use Safari on my phone. I don't have enough.
Well, on my phone I use Safari. Yeah. But like on the computer, I use Chrome.
Yeah, I think I'd go for Chrome usually. Yeah.
Bitcoin was introduced.
Shut up.
Uber was founded.
Oops.
Kellogg announced that there was a nationwide shortage of Eggo waffles.
Lego my Eggo. What?
The shortage, 2009. You didn't know the infamous Eggo waffle shortage of 2009?
Oh, I guess I was busy with swine flu and buying eyeliner.
Steelers won the Super Bowl and the Penguins won the Stanley Cup.
Okay, I feel like my dad was a big Steelers fan, so I'm sure I watched that game.
Well, that's two Pittsburgh teams winning in 1 year.
Yeah, but we didn't give a fuck about hockey in my house.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I like real penguins. I like March of the Penguins. For my 11th birthday, we all went to see March of the Penguins in the theater. I don't think my friends enjoyed it, but fuck them. It's my birthday, bitch. Shut up and watch these penguins.
Gas was $1.89 a gallon.
Shut up. I don't want to do this.
So these were some words that appeared in print for the first time.
Ah.
Cryptocurrency.
Shut up.
Gig economy.
Oh, okay, like gigs, like freelance.
Gig worker.
Yeah.
Jegging.
Can I tell you something about jegging that it reminded me of?
I wore jeggings.
I'm not gonna, not jeggings, I didn't have jeggings. Do you remember the ass scene on TV, pajama jeans?
Yes!
I had a pair.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice, were they comfy?
They were okay. They weren't the best, though. Hmm. They fit weird. Maybe it was just me and my weird body, but...
Maybe.
They fit weird. I didn't love them as much as I thought I would. I was a big ass scene on TV bitch. I loved
ass scene on TV.
I had the pajama jeans. I had the big top cupcake.
Oh, shit. The big top cupcake.
Hell yeah. I think there's something else, but I can't remember what it is right now.
It was actually funny. I think it was last week or the week before, I was talking about cupcake cakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you, like, put the cupcakes all together and you put, like, the frosting on top, so it looks like a cake, but it's all cupcakes. I was talking about cupcake cakes at work, and my friend was thanking Big Top Cupcake.
That's what I would think.
And he was like, the big one? Yeah. I was like, no, just a bunch of small cupcakes that make a cake.
Can I tell you a story? Do you remember the game nights we would have with our movie theater pals at Jessica's house?
Yeah.
So we, I would...
I think about that a lot, actually.
Yeah, we would do these game nights, and we would all go, and they would usually have themes, and we would all bring, like, food or desserts based on the theme.
Yeah.
And for the one that was themed for Doctor Who...
I don't think I came to that one.
I did. Now, I never watched Doctor Who, but I knew that the color blue... It could be called Dr. Blue, honestly. There's so much blue. And so I was going to make, because I had a Big Top cupcake, and I was in my Big Top cupcake era. This was probably roughly around like 2010 or 2011, so soon around here. And I made a Big Top cupcake, and I was going to paint it like the, not paint it, but like frost it, and try to make it look like the phone booth.
Yeah.
I forgot to put eggs in it, and so I took the cupcake thing off, and it just... collapsed, and I panicked, and then I made it into a dirt cake with a bunch of blue sprinkles, and it was and I was like, yeah, this is what I meant to do, and it was apparently a lot of people's favorite thing.
Wow.
And I didn't tell anybody what happened, but if you're listening to this, that was a big boy mistake, and you ate it up. I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah,
I don't think I was there for that.
I remember my trauma from the Big Top cupcake failing me.
Nice.
Anyways.
Sorry. Anyways.
Just reminded me.
The most visited websites.
Ooh, let's see which ones I was on.
Google.
Well, duh.
Yahoo. Microsoft.
What?
AOL.
Yeah, I was probably still using my AOL email.
Fox.
Like the news?
I guess. Ask.
Jeeves?
I think. It just says Ask.
Yeah, well, they rebranded. They got rid of Jeeves.
So yeah, Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
eBay.
Okay.
Amazon.
Sure.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Apple. CBS. The Weather Channel.
Oh, fuck it up. Yeah.
Craigslist.
Is MapQuest on there?
And Adobe.
Ah.
And in 2009, in May, Facebook overtook MySpace in U.S.-based web traffic for the first time. So 2009 really pushed MySpace out.
Yep.
Rip MySpace. Loved MySpace.
I loved it. I always wanted to get one. I never had my own, but I used my friends, and it was everything.
Popular baby names.
Okay.
Jacob, Ethan, Michael, Alexander, Isabella.
Alexander Hamilton.
Emma, Olivia, and Sophia.
Oh my god, I bet Isabella is because of
Twilight. Bella, where the hell have you been, Loca?
Yeah, in utero, I guess. Well, apparently that's just a small barrier in Twilight.
What?
Rutabaga.
Oh. Popular food and beverages.
Okay.
Bacon.
Okay.
Brown butter pasta.
I've never had that in my life.
Creme brulee. Cupcakes.
Okay, big ones, big tops.
Fruit smoothies.
Yeah, I feel like the smoothie thing was starting to happen. I went to Tropical Smoothie a lot probably around this time with my pals. This was a popular outing for me as a teen.
High C fruit drinks.
Okay.
Lunchables.
In 2009?
Lunchables are always good.
Yeah, but this feels... I would think this would be more like the late 90s or the early 2000s.
Superfruits, such as pomegranates, blueberries, plums, bananas, and avocados.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that for the first time. I also think I saw an avocado live for the first time, probably.
It took me a long time to see an avocado.
I never saw one growing
up. My grandma didn't cook.
We did.
We were not eating avocados.
We didn't eat things like avocados. We had like pork chops for dinner.
Yeah.
Roast and shit.
Potatoes.
Yeah. White people taco night was.
And then wacky ice cream flavors like green tea, bacon, caramel, maple, and butter pecan.
Shut up. Butter pecan?
I don't know.
That's not wacky.
It's not wacky.
That's been around forever.
I like the flavor of butter pecan, but I don't want nuts in my items. If I want to eat a nut, I'll eat a nut, but I don't want it in my food. It ruins the food.
There's really something about saying I don't want nuts in my items. I don't know. It's just really something. Okay, let's talk about some movies that came out.
Yes, please.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Ooh!
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I went to see it in the movie theater.
Did you watch Dragon Ball as a kid?
Yeah, some.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Z was sort of my...
Yeah. I was more Dragon Ball Z. I didn't really watch Dragon Ball.
But so I went to see the Dragon Ball Evolution movie. But I gotta be real with you. I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
I know it's like one of the worst movies ever, apparently. And same I understand
with,
why.
Same with the first Avatar. Didn't people like shit on Avatar?
I didn't see that.
Oh, I did.
I don't know. But people really shit on Dragon Ball Evolution. And I totally understand why.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nothing going on in my brain.
Yeah.
No expectations. No, I tried to go in blind. I just want to be entertained.
I know you do.
Entertain me. And then I am.
Yeah, yeah. It's just when you start with no standards, you'll enjoy anything. And then, but you somehow, you fight really hard that it's good. And it's like, I can accept that Dragon Ball Evolution is trash. I enjoyed it. It's trash.
I can accept that Jingle All the Way is trash.
But you don't say that often.
No.
No.
But I love it.
You fight.
It's...
You know what pissed off a lot of people? The Human Centipede.
Ooh, mouth to butt.
Yeah.
I would hate to be... I wouldn't mind being the front of the centipede, but I don't want to be in the back.
I don't want to do it at all. I don't want to do
it at all. Imagine being the middle person.
Nope. Don't want to do that. I've never watched it. I don't intend to. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, good.
I know the gist.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I get it.
It's not Citizen Kane, okay? You're sewing people together. We understand. The Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in people theaters, that. I think. Yeah. The Final Destination.
Okay. Do you see the new Final Destination that's coming out?
I know. I'm thrilled.
I'm so excited.
I'm so fucking excited.
I love Final Destination.
Me too. Me too.
We should rewatch Final Destination.
Okay. If you guys want to hear that, tell us. Harry Potter, the Half-Blood Prince. Okay, I tell you. I saw it in theater, obviously.
Duh.
It's my least favorite book, favorite movie.
Okay.
Or, no, it's not my favorite movie. It's, like, my second favorite movie. My favorite movie is the third one, Prisoner of Azkaban. But, like, tiers above the other ones. But in terms of, like, the others that just kind of, like, come up equal, I really like Six, and I really hated the book.
My favorite movie is...
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
It has the most magic...
I know, honey. It's fine. Up?
I love Up.
Yeah. I didn't see it for years, though. Like, I didn't see it until
the
I was
very
like,
beginning,
in college.
Cried.
Well, I think that's the point. See, the Fast and Furious movie, the one that came out in 2009, which I don't know what number that would be, but we were several deep at that point.
Were you there when I worked with one of the car dealerships?
No.
Near us at the movie theater?
I don't know. If I was there, I think I had just gotten there. Like, you and I weren't this yet.
Okay. Yeah, so for one of the Fast, I think, I don't remember which Fast and Furious movie it was.
Who fucking cares?
But I went to a car dealership.
Yeah.
And was like, I will give you passes if you bring your sports cars to our theater.
Okay.
And they're just like, deal.
Huh.
So... We got, like, a Camaro and, like, a couple, like, sports cars just out in front, like, on the sidewalk for the first showing of...
Wow, look at
for
you.
For the first weekend. And then we put, like, a, like, poster in their car dealership, and then they brought stuff to...
Okay.
Look at me.
Marketing.
I was impressed with myself.
You really... That's a great idea. I mean, yeah. I think it's a great idea. Drag Me to Hell.
Ooh.
I watched that.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. I just wanted to say Squeakquel.
Squeakquel.
Trying to find one more.
I was at a bar the other day and they were playing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Good for
so
them.
So I got on Touch Tunes and I changed it.
To what?
Eye to Eye. From Goofy Movie.
Oh my god.
It's a 30-year anniversary.
Okay. Okay.
It's a better song. And then I Rickrolled everyone.
See, that I can get behind.
Yeah.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
I haven't watched anything other than the first one.
I don't remember much about it, but I do remember watching it.
Life!
Go out with songs.
Songs.
This is the Billboards.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do songs.
Okay, I'm gonna try to find the two that... I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That reminds me of Disney 2028. Or I guess 2029. When did I go to Disney?
I don't know. What are you doing here?
So, when we were in downtown Disney.
Okay.
Now it's Disney Springs, but fuck that. Downtown Disney.
Okay.
It was with me and Sissy and Aunt Mary Jo and Uncle Doug and Grandma. Like, we were all in, we were walking down, and this song was playing, and Sissy and I were dancing and singing, and that's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
It was a good time.
Okay.
Disney with fam.
Disney with fam. Mm-hmm. Okay. It just reminds me of being in high school.
Okay.
Right Round. I love that song.
You see my hair right
round, right round. When you go down, when you go down, down. It came out in 2008, but it was still really high on the charts. You Found Me by The Fray. Lost and Insecure. Jay Sean, Down.
Down, 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 down. Down, down. Oh.
Ooh, Blame It on the Alcohol.
Blame it on the
alcohol.
Blame it on the vodka. Blame it on the Henny. Something, something. Rooftop. Got you something.
Seems incorrect.
Whatever.
I know there's one that's Blame It on the Goose. Got You Feeling Loose. It's my favorite. Because I love
Blame
to
it
be
on
a
Patron.
Silly goose.
Blame It on Patron. Got you going home. I don't know.
Man, this is not going well. Not going well, Courtney.
I'm looking up lyrics for Blame It because it's bothering me.
It should, because that was horrible.
Blame It on the Goose. Got You Feeling Loose. Blame It on the Tron. Gotcha. Trone. Gotcha, yeah. In the Zone.
Okay, Virgin. Blame It on the Tron. Transformers, even. You're going to keep going?
Blame It on Vodka. Blame It on the Henny. Blame It on the Blue Top. Blue Tap? Got You Feeling Dizzy. Blame It on the alcohol.
Obsessed by Mariah Carey.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Boy, I wanna know. I was singing that to my cat this morning because she was all up in my business. Yeah. And I looked at her, I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh my God, I loved this song. Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship
Got
with
the
Leighton
good
Meester.
Good Girls Go Bad.
You know the most insane part about that song, though, is Leighton Meester's part. She goes, I was hanging in the corner with my five best friends.
That's
too many best friends. That's a whole hand, Leighton. What are you doing?
I mean, five's not that
much. It's a lot of best friends. Five friends is one thing. Five best friends?
I guess.
It's too many people.
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of best friends.
No, not that many. That's too many. All together at the same time?
Why not?
In the corner?
I will say, so Cobra Starship is going to be at Warped Tour, but not where we're going.
Oh,
and I'm so upset about it.
Fireflies. I like to make myself
believe.
Okay, I just need to...
That planet Earth.
The Wikipedia entry.
Slowly.
Says, the song is built around a bleepy synth line and includes lyrics about insomnia, fireflies, and summer.
Well,
I mean, yeah, who wrote this? AI? Fireflies, I remember it being really popular my freshman year of high school. Like that, if I had to pick a song that was like the fucking song.
So Mike went to the American History Museum this morning.
Good for him, I guess.
And he sent me this picture and said, we are old.
Oh, God.
It's the first iPod in the American History Museum.
What, do you think they're going to start putting us in the history museums? Look, a millennial.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Flavor Flav!
So, like we said, we kind of both relived some of our favorites, mm-hmm. and you really focused on Flavor Flav.
And by really focused, I watched two episodes.
Okay.
The first episode of season one, and the first episode of season three.
But we've talked about this before. Those, like, when we talk about our favorites, I was really in the, like, Rock of Love, Daisy of Love vein. You were more in, like, the Flavor of Love, I Love New York. That was more your flavor.
And
flavor.
A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
So go ahead. Tell me, what are some of your favorite things that you jogged your memory of a little bit?
I just love how fucking unserious Flavor Flav was.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And like, anytime like the girls just spoke to him, he'd be like, wow. wow. Like, what the fuck?
No, you're right. So
I'm gonna go around work. Wow. Just like all day. That's my new like stims.
Get yourself a big ass clock around your neck.
It was Oh my god. And just the fact that like he made nicknames for them.
I want to talk about that because okay. I did that on Daisy of Love too.
Uh-huh.
And I know they did it on other shows. I love this.
He straight up looked at the camera and said, "I will not remember your names."
Yeah.
I'm gonna make up names for you.
So one of the ones I'm gonna talk a ton about is Daisy of Love. But I rewatched the first episode last night.
Uh-huh.
And so they have all the guys come up and they give them their names. I wish we could do this in society. Like, imagine starting a job and be like, okay, everyone, gather around. I'm gonna call you Stapler Bitch. I'm gonna call you Bluesy. I'm gonna call you, like, just picking weird shit. Like, we should do this in society. It would heal us, I think. Well, we're already fucked. Who cares? Like, I think we should do it. So, but I love how they're so, I don't remember all the Flavor Flavs, but I remember some of the names, so I can't imagine it's that different. The way she was like, tell me something about yourself. Like, there was one guy, the one guy was from Brooklyn, so his name was Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The other guy reminded her of a Pauly Shore character, so she called him Weasel. Like, it was just, there was no limitations on what could happen right. here with the names, and I love that.
So, with Flavor of Love,
yeah.
season 3.
Okay.
So, like, season 1, season 2, he picked the names, right?
Yeah.
And season 3, well, he still picked the names, but he started off with, I want you to nickname yourself.
Yeah.
But then he ended up hating everything that they ever said, so he changed it.
Yeah.
But there was twins.
Ooh.
So the twins came up and they're just like, we're Sugar and Spice. I'm like, that's great. I love that. And he was like, you know what? I love Cat. He's like, I love Cat in the Hat. Thing one, thing two. And they just stared at him.
Like, we made him. This is what I'm talking about, though. Obviously, this is horrible and objectifying all these things. But like, dude, it's so funny. Yep, no, that's pretty much it. That's it.
But I'm like, oh man, Sugar and Spice is so good. That's such a great, like, nickname, because they're twins.
I did see this thing the other day. It was like, we used to be a real country. There was a show that had several seasons where the prize was Flavor Flav.
At that point, he had 7 kids.
I'm sure, also, on VH1's Surreal Life, had, like, a very weirdly long-term relationship with Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh, he talked about that in the first season of Flavor Flav.
Like,
he said it didn't work out, so well, now he needs to find his love.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride. Even just so one of my favorite characters?
No, it's characters.
It's characters. Let's be real. So I need to go back. I need to find her.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what her name was.
Okay.
I don't remember her real name. I don't remember her fake name. Season 1.
Okay.
So the very first episode, she got so drunk that she passed out and threw up. But then she was just like, cool, chill. But she was wearing like this sweater dress.
Nice.
And she just like had such a fun personality. Like, I genuinely liked her.
I bet she was a blast.
She looked like a blast. Yeah. And like, I mean, she got through the first episode because there were 20... The plot twist of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
There were 20 girls, but only 15 beds.
Wow.
So the first night, 5 gone.
That's like how in the first episode ever of Rock of Love, right? So they all were gathered outside the house, and Bret Michaels rolls up on his stupid motorcycle that's way too big for him. Big surprise, he looks like a kid on a big wheel. And he's like, okay, great, nice to meet you. He's probably actually like 5'10".
I still want to look it up.
Little boy. Anyways, he rolls up and he's like, okay, great, thanks, bye. And then he goes into the house or whatever.
He is 5'10".
He's 5'10". Yeah. Well, he's so little looking. He wears, I'll talk about this, but he wears clothes that are too big for him. He looks like a child who got into his dad's closet. Everything's way too big on him, and he just looks like a fucking baby.
You know what's really funny?
What?
Last night I was watching I Love the 90s.
Yeah.
And then I was also watching I Love the 1000s, because that existed. So Bret Michaels was on that, talking about Rock of Love.
I'm sure he was.
And I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
It was like Inception.
Rockception. But anyway, what I was saying was, so he goes in, whatever, and the host, his like security guy, Big John, was like, okay, you, and he picked like five girls just really randomly, no context. Mm-hmm. Was like, you guys stay out here for a second. Everybody else go in the house. And he was like, bye.
What?
Sometimes the tour doesn't even start. Your tour ends here. Bye. And then this is, I say this all the time now. This is one of the, so like one of the girls, Tiffany's like, I don't accept this. She's one of the five.
Okay.
She's like, I don't accept this. So she goes to the house and is like, you got to give me another chance. This isn't fair. And he's like, I'm going to regret this, but okay. So she comes in. She gets hammered. I mean, absolutely hammered. And she keeps saying her catchphrase. And really, one of the first catchphrases of these shows, honestly, was, I'm having a good time. She makes it through the first elimination.
Oh, shit.
Because
okay.
Brett is an idiot and is also like, hey, we've all been there. I'm also a fucking drunk.
They all are.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Yes. She goes home the next time.
Okay.
And the second challenge is they have to do a sexy phone call for when he's away on the road. And she's wasted, and she, in the phone, says, hey, don't threaten me with a good time. And he's like, oh, okay, so it's Tiffany. Tiffany, if you're out there, which is a big if, I hope you're doing okay. Don't threaten me with a good time. Say it all the time.
I watched the first episode of season one and season three. So in the first episode of season one, after, like, he eliminated the five contestants.
Yeah.
And they were, you're like, okay, let's see what happens tomorrow. They do like a see what's gonna happen throughout the season. And he actually made a very good point.
Things I never thought we'd say.
Right. So he was just like, we're gonna travel. We're gonna go places because you really learn about a person when you're traveling with them.
That's fair.
And I'm like, Flavor Flav, you are so right. And I said that so white. Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Flavor Flav.
They always did do, like, a trip or whatever, though. Uh-huh. Like, on Rock of Love, which is the one that I rewatched semi-recently, and I was glad we decided to do this episode. Like, I need a fucking reason, though. I rewatched Rock of Love in its entirety, all three seasons, like, at least twice a year. I don't know. Life's going
I've never medium. Rewatched any of this, but I think I will.
You should. Everyone should.
Well, the fact that I remembered who won the first season just when I first, the first episode, I'm like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
I just knew that. And I'm like, I haven't watched this since 2006.
Yep.
I was 15 years old watching this.
I remember.
That's fucked up.
The only season I didn't remember who won, and honestly, I still couldn't tell you, is season three of Rock of Love, which is Rock of Love Bus. They go on tour. Look, it's a terrible show. It's a terrible show from the jump. It got real weird. It got real weird and terrible. Like, I don't know. But I don't know who won that one. But the other two, I knew as soon as the intro started for each season. I was like, oh, man. First, it's Jess. But she really probably shouldn't have won. Heather should have won. But Heather was low-key a bitch to Daisy. And
you love Daisy.
I love Daisy. And the second season, Daisy didn't win. And Amber, which is spelled A-M-B-R-E.
Ombre
won, which made no sense at all.
So with Flavor Flav,
yeah,
Flavor of Love, New York,
yeah,
my fave. The everyone knows about New York and Pumpkin.
Everyone
knows that Pumpkin spit hard on New York. I did find out. I googled. I was curious. Yeah. Pumpkin is an accountant now.
Way to go.
She's living her life. She just, you know what? This was enough. I'm gonna be normal.
Most of them did that, though. Like, most of them just went on with their lives.
Which is good.
Like, yeah.
Good for her. But, so New York made it to second, and Hoops won.
I recall.
She tried again.
Yes.
On season
which
two.
Which I forgot.
She tried again, got second place, and got beat. I don't remember who won season
doesn't
two.
Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter, because New York got all the way up there again. Failed.
And then we did I Love New York.
And then we did I Love New York.
I did love when
I need to rewatch I Love New York.
Spin-offs.
Yeah.
Because, like, I Love New York, Daisy of Love. I love when they got these spin-offs. Mm-hmm. And we got to see guys do this. Because, look, the thing about the show, and part of my weird disjointed disclaimer at the beginning, was, like, they really set these women up for some shit.
Yeah.
Like, and cat fights and a lot of stereotypes and whatever. But I'll be real with you. As somebody who watched all three seasons of Rock of Love several times and has watched Daisy of Love and I Love New York, I think the dudes are worse. And we got to see that.
Yeah.
And they are so much worse. Like, you came over to record this when I had Daisy of Love on kind of like in the background. And there's like 40 minutes where they're just throwing shit.
Yeah.
Because they're upset.
Guys can't control their anger.
They literally can't. Like, you might get one good cat fight out of these girls. They might be like, mwahaha, let's tell Lacey she's a bitch. I don't know. But like, full blown violent.
Yeah, it was
every episode.
But something about the women, like, I love a girl's girl, right?
Yeah, me too.
So in the first episode where the one girl was like trashed, right?
Yeah.
Three of the girls came and took care of her. One brought her some water, one bought her some bread, one got like a bucket and like held her hair back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're cutthroat trying to get Flavor Flav's love, okay, but they're still taking care of each other.
Yeah.
Guys would never.
No. Now I will say though, one of my favorites in Rock of Love season one is Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey was a
I remember that name.
Red hair. She was a musician, right? She made it to like the top three, I think. She from the beginning was like, I'm gonna turn them all against each other and I'm gonna turn Brett against them and wahaha. And they were all like, oh my god, why would you do this? It's the game. She knows she's
played the game.
Game recognized game, okay? Like, I don't understand why we're all trying to be besties. I like a girl's girl too.
But you can take care of someone and like care about their well-being, but yeah, also try to win.
Yeah, Lacey went too far with it, fair. But every time that we watch it, it's like there's just this reminder of like, oh, well, she's so terrible. And it's like, yeah, but she's doing this for what it is. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but all of you that are like, I'm honestly like falling in love with him. No, shut up.
No, you're not.
Shut up. You're trying to win the game.
Who's going to look at Flavor Flav? No offense, Flavor Flav, if you're listening to this. Also, I do love you because
I'm a big fan of your music.
He loves Taylor Swift. He's a huge Swiftie. Is he? He's a huge Swiftie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he went to the Eras Tour.
Wow.
Like, no, he's like, all of his TikToks were about Taylor Swift for a while.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, he loves Taylor Swift. I love Flavor Flav. I love you. But let's be real. Like, all of these young 20-somethings, yeah, and you're at least 40s, 50s in this show.
You're being generous. But no, I get what you're saying. It's like...
But as a person and how much zero fucks you gave, I really vibe with him.
I'll be real here. I'm going to say the opposite thing about, since I'm taking the Rock of Love side here. Brett Michaels is a fuck.
Yeah, Brett Michaels
I
is a
hope
fuck.
You hear this, Brett. One of the... I have a huge list here. One thing, I can't recall too much about, like, the specifics that Flavor Flav may have done that were misogynistic and terrible.
I mean...
But I can tell you, Brett Michaels is misogynistic and terrible. He was so terrible to these girls. Like, he was such a raging sexist, really. And I understand that's the name of the game, it's a show, it's a different time, but, like... It's so obvious. He was also mad at the one girl who ended up winning because she lied about her age. She said she told him she was 32, she was 37, she had to be in her 40s. But he was like, oh my god, you're lying to me.
Yeah, but he's like fucking 50.
Yes! He was 45 years old during that season, and all these others are like 20. And part of me was like, why are women who are this old here? Because why do you want to do this? At this age, why do you want to... But also, it's gross that he's got a pretty good shot of being with someone who's, like, young enough to be his fucking child. So there was that. Daisy didn't win season two, which honestly is probably better for her in the long run, but Daisy didn't win season two. Daisy De La Hoya, she should have won season two. And his whole thing was that she had been living with her ex-boyfriend. Like, they had broken up, but they still lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know, it's such a weird betrayal. You're in a house with 40 bitches. What are you talking about?
You're fucking all of them.
It's season two. And you're in a house full of women. And you're about to go do season three on tour. What do you do? What do you care? What do you care? But he like made it out like this big slut-shaming type thing. I didn't like that. I didn't like that one bit. Also, he says diabetes.
I also say diabetes.
Okay.
Because of the diabetes guy.
No, he says it unironically. That's literally how he pronounces it.
Oh.
Because he's diabetic. I'm just trying to use his words. I'm just trying to
I
use
didn't
his
know own. He was diabetic.
Yeah, he's got type 1 diabetes.
Hmm.
But he's... I don't know. It's just like, it's... There's a part of it that's so pathetic that it's like these older dudes and they're just... And there are so many points where it's like, he's so pathetic and he was so gross to these girls and he was just like... Gross old man,
yeah,
kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And just pointing this out, one of the girls that he went for hard on season two ended up leaving on her own accord, and she was probably going to win. Her name was Christy Joe. She was married. She was still actively married, like not even divorced, nothing, and came to the show. She had all this drama. Everybody hated her, blah, 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 whatever, right? He has a couple kids with one woman. He's got like a mom to his kids, right? I don't think they've ever been married, so I'm not going to say like wife. Her name is Christy Lynn. So he literally was just like chasing this girl who looked exactly like the mother of his kids. And after Rock of Love bus, Bret Michaels had another reality show, very short-lived one, where he decided that he actually just wanted to be with the mom of his kids. And it was like a family show. Like, think Hogan Knows Best.
Oh.
But it was Bret Michaels trying to be with the mom of his kids and be an actual family man. And they got back together and they got engaged. And that lasted for like 35 seconds. So fuck you.
I can imagine that his relationships would last 35 seconds. I can imagine him lasting for 35 seconds.
That's probably really generous. And that stupid bandana he wears all the time. One
chump pump. Wait.
One
chump.
One
pump. Pump chump.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying. We really appreciate your support. And if you want to keep up with everything we're doing, both on and off the air, you can find information at the link in our bio on TikTok and Instagram at 30 Dirty and Dying. We've got affiliate links if you want to support the things we're doing outside the show. You can get in touch with us, find playlists that we've made, and everything else that you need to keep up with your favorite millennial podcast. Now, let's get back to the show.
Something I haven't rewatched it, so I can't tell you much.
That's fine. We're just going with vibes
but
here.
But with A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Yes.
For the time, because she, bisexual, had men and women on the show.
True that.
I think that was pretty great.
Yeah. She just, I know she ended up being, like, low-key the worst.
Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure.
But if we're separating art from artist here, yeah. It was really something.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I'm sure it didn't do as well because of
I remember
what it was.
There being controversies about it.
But looking back, knowing that that's what they did, I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that they tried.
I like the vibe.
Yeah.
I like
and
the
there
vibe.
Was, she had two seasons of it.
You're right. She did. I never watched it though.
I don't remember much from it. I know I watched it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because it was other things were, Flavor Flav was mine.
Yeah.
I loved Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I still do.
Hey, he's entertaining.
He's entertaining.
He's very entertaining. The show was entertaining. New York was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole reason. That's the whole reason she got her own show.
Yeah.
She's entertaining.
She was very entertaining.
I enjoyed watching her.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you like much about the show. Like it didn't stick in my head like Rock of Love did, but I enjoyed watching I Love New York. She's really something. And on I Love New York, there was contestant overlap with Daisy of Love, 12-pack. And this is where, again, the lore of this whole time in history.
Looking back.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I'm just like, they're genuinely trying to find love. But now,
I was
a child. I was like an early teen. They sold it. They sold it as like the Bachelor, Bachelorette situation, but like chaotic.
Yeah.
Look, now watching it, I'm like, this is purely entertainment. No one's falling in love.
Yeah.
That was never the goal.
Like, bitch, you're just here to promote your band. Well, yeah. What?
In season three, there's this one girl. She was very, very tall. Like, Flavor Flav would climb her like a tree.
Well, that's what he did with Brigitte Nielsen.
Well, he's also, he's pretty short. Yeah, it was like that situation. Yeah. And she straight up said that she was trying to, like, be famous.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you even want to be with me? And she was like, long pause. Yeah.
What else am I doing? But that's honest. That's what everybody was there for. I'm sorry.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm not saying there weren't people, especially, like, I'm sure there were people who had, like, maybe, like, a crush or, like, a childhood crush, or, and it's like, this is that. The evolution of that.
Yeah.
Rapper or a rock star or whatever. But, like, nobody. No. You were here to get famous. You were here to be on TV.
Right.
I respect that. That's fine. Be on TV. I'm thrilled for you. But no, so my favorite still was Daisy of Love, which was the spinoff. And 12-pack was part of the, he was on Daisy of Love. He made it pretty far. But he was on, like, this group of people that ended up coming out of these shows, and they just kept recycling them. It's kind of like the Disney kids. Like, they were on every single thing on that channel. Yeah. These people were on every single thing on VH1. And 12-Pack was one of those guys. And he was on Daisy of Love with Daisy De La Hoya. I love Daisy De La Hoya. I think she goes by a different name now. It might be, like, Vanessa. A lovable person. I know she's had some struggles. I hope she's doing well, but I really enjoy watching her. And in 2009, I was watching this nonstop. So much so that my mother, who remembers nothing, was like, I mentioned it in conversation the other day when we decided we were going to do this episode. She was like, oh yeah, I remember you having to watch that like every week. I was like, leave me alone. Like, leave me alone. I'm watching Daisy of Love. I need to watch it. So who ends up winning is London.
Okay.
He leaves of his own accord, and then he comes back, and he wins. He has a mohawk.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you can imagine. My favorite was a guy named Sinister.
Ooh.
Who was, like, 4 feet tall.
Love
and very
that.
Skinny.
Short king.
Yeah. Looking at him now, he looks like 15 years old.
Oh.
And I think that's why I liked him when I was 15 years old. Because that's when I was watching this,
yeah.
Right? And I was like, yes, he is great. Because he looked like my peer. He looked like I, you know, that seemed plausible. He made it kind of far. He showed up with his best friend, and they did it together. And then they ended up fighting. No duh.
Plot twist.
Yeah. The best was this guy named Fox. He was a hairstylist.
Mm.
And he kind of looks like Johnny Depp. But like, I don't know, he's attractive. He was so stupid. And he had his own little thing where when he would talk, because he would just talk in circles. And they'd just play in the background like, Fox. Because they were making fun of him. And I wrote down some of his quotes.
I would like to hear these
that
quotes.
That I wanted to share. I wish that TikTok had been around when this was happening.
There'd be clips of it all the time.
Everywhere. So these are some quotes to start with, maybe. Who was Marilyn Monroe, even? One. I'm a hairstylist. I mean, I cut hair. I'm out, you know, like sauerkraut. But that doesn't mean I'm gone.
I was about to be like, okay. Yeah. And then you ruined it. Like,
it's when he gets eliminated. He's like, I'm out, you know, like sauerkraut. But that doesn't mean I'm gone. I feel so awesome that I can be solo with her.
Okay.
We look hot together.
Okay.
There's people that they're not. And there's people that they are, you know?
Not wrong.
This is just one word, but attractioned. He was attractioned to her. I look into her eyes and I feel like I can conversate, not a word, but at the same time, silently speaking. That was just one sentence. This one, I need a little context. A skunk got into the house at one point and they were all trying to.
I kind of wish you said it without context.
Okay. Everyone thinks they're the crocodile hunter at this point.
Were they getting the skunk out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was a guy named Cage. That was his name because he was a cage fighter.
Oh, I love that.
And he got really mad at one point. And Fox in his goes, Cage gets furiated. Somebody find me this guy and just, thanks for the laughs, Fox. Thanks so much.
I need to, before we leave, I need to look him up. Fox from, not Zootopia.
Daisy of Love.
I know.
He's really something. I would really recommend going home and watching Daisy of Love from start to finish. Daisy De La Hoya is fantastic. The show is so entertaining. So the first time we rewatched it, me and Justin, because, you know, Justin didn't watch any of this because, like, what would Jesus do? And so a few years ago, we decided to rewatch. For me, it was a rewatch. For him, it was first time. All the Rock of Loves and Daisy of Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Justin's never seen these. And most of the time when we watch these, we're making fun of them. That's sort of our love language with one another. And so I need you to imagine guys in 2009-ish and what they were dressed like. Well, like, okay, like ripped up jeans and Affliction t-shirts and rip-off Ed Hardy shirt, you know, the vibe.
Yeah.
So they're all standing outside the, like, house where they're all gonna live, and Justin, without any prompting, anything for me to rip on these guys, just goes, damn, Buckle's gonna run out of stuff about how they're all dressed. And I really fell in love with him then. And we'd been living together for about 3 years at that point, but I fell in love with him all over again when he said that. So yeah, rewatch these shows with your significant other and
enjoy. Mike will absolutely not watch these shows. No, we'll or see. You know what?
We should do it together. Let's all have a double date.
Okay.
Where we watch these shows, maybe there's alcohol, and because when Justin and I watch these shows, the goal is to make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell him that he can fully just make fun of them, and that's what we'll do.
Okay.
And I bet he'll come out of, well, Mike's not really in a shell, but he'll come out of something.
He'll come out a new man.
Yep. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Is there anything else we didn't get to that you wanted to relive for these shows?
I don't think so. They were all wild. I'll tell you that much.
I'm sure there's stuff we're missing because there was so much.
So much.
This was such a big chunk of history.
Yeah. Like, the only things that, like, I remember specific... Well, like, so, like, there's those of love shows where they were, like, trying to find their love. But then there's, like, Next.
Yeah.
And, like...
And that's, like, MTV.
That's MTV. There's, what was the one where the parents are trying to find their...
Parental Control.
Parental Control. Oh, fuck.
Room Raiders.
Oh, yes.
There's so many shows that are in this same vein of
in the same amount of time.
Yeah. Like early reality shows on MTV/VH1.
They were definitely scripted.
No.
But I genuinely believed that I needed to keep shoes on at all times because I didn't want to, like, go into this van and have my room raided without shoes on.
So you thought that Room Raiders was just kidnaps. Like, those people didn't know they were going to be on the show. Wow. If you want us to kidnap Courtney next season, just tell me and I'll make it happen. No. But no, there's so much from this era that mm-hmm. we could talk about and we could relive really specifically. We could do other episodes like this where we kind of take a chunk of the shows and break them down. So if you guys want to hear more of this, I'm sure you fucking will. But if there's something specific, please tell us and we're happy to do it. I mean... I always want to relive these shows. They're so entertaining.
They're something.
They're really something. I'm glad we were alive for this.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good time.
Like, I feel so sorry for, like, the kids that are being born now that, like, had no idea.
You didn't get to watch Rock of Love while it was happening?
That's why. Like, I remember, new episode, I gotta watch it. It's actually really funny. So I was watching it last night with my friend Amanda.
Yeah.
And, her boyfriend was, like, at his, like, family's house,
mm-hmm.
Having a watch party for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And her response when he said, I'm having a watch party, she was like, oh, what time does it come on? And he was like, any fucking time. I'm streaming it.
8/7 Central, dude. It was on every whatever night. I'm telling you, when my mom said, I remember you having to watch that, it was like, Daisy of Love is on tonight. It's the new episode. It's only at this time. Mm-hmm. They didn't just replay it after. You had to wait to see it again until VH1 felt like throwing you a fucking bone. So it's like, I would be like, leave me alone and go in my room, lock the door, watch VH1.
Yeah.
You had to.
Things came on at specific times, new episodes.
Yeah.
You didn't just get to binge it.
Yeah.
You didn't just get to choose when you wanted to watch it.
I can, and I'm glad I've experienced both.
Yeah.
Good times. And we hope you guys have enjoyed it, too. Make sure you binge all of our episodes.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Yeah. So you get to binge, but you also get to wait until the next time it comes on.
Yeah. So stay tuned for the next episode of Clarissa and Courtney of Love. 30, Dirty, and Dying of Love.
I like that.
Bus. See you later.
Bye. What are we doing?